A new day has come to the city of Augustus, Illinois. At the Augustus Community Park, over by a private area, Danielle is walking over to a bench as she lightly sips on a smoothie. As she makes her way over to the bench, she notices a man in a blue jogging suit who is stretching as he prepares to run his miles for the day. Out of curiosity, Danielle walks over to the man who bears a striking resemblance to Alex.
Alex?
The man raises an eyebrow at Danielle and then walks away. Danielle then tries to collect her thoughts and takes a deep breath.
He's gone. Snap out of it, Danielle. Be normal for once in your life.
At the Augustus Courthouse in the main area, Christopher, Gregory, Leslie, Olivia, Pamela, and Rhonda are all standing around the main area.
They'll be ready for us any moment now.
I guess so. Anyone know where Isabella is? Our lawyers are in there with the judge right now, and I know none of those people like to be kept waiting.
There is a chance, son, that her being late could speak volumes to the judge.
Your mother makes a good point. You are on time, and that's what matters.
And she obviously is not taking this seriously.
Or she's planning something. After all, Isabella is always planning something, and she's got us to this point.
Well, if she's planning something, then we'll be sure to turn it around on her in a New York minute.
A nervous Olivia steps away from the family as she becomes very deep in thought.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, but I do. I did my research on you, and I'm prepared to use your past against you. If you don't back the hell off.
Okay. What is it that you want?
I want a payout. $200,000, or I take this information to Christopher and the courts.
Upon coming out of her thoughts, Olivia takes a deep breath, walks over to Christopher, and kisses him passionately. The two then hold hands and walk into the courtroom. At Memorial Hospital on the fifth floor, Miranda and Melanie walk over to the door of a conference room.
Miranda, I appreciate you still wanting to represent me today. God, I can't imagine what you're going through.
Thank you, Melanie, but I really wanted to see this through to the end. You deserve that much after all you've been through.
Thank you for that. Elaine told me that the service for Alex was really lovely.
It was. I just can't believe that my son is gone.
Look, I know today is about my well-being and my court case. But I just want you to know that I'm here for you. Elaine is a very dear friend of yours, but I can be a friend too.
That really means a lot to me, Melanie. You know, you're a good person. And I'm so sick of bad things happening to good people.
I've been called a lot of things in my lifetime. Good person has never been one of them.
We all make mistakes. But those mistakes don't always have to define us.
Thank you for saying that.
Upon hearing the elevator doors open, Miranda and Melanie look over at the elevator and see that Callum and a hospital lawyer by the name of Paul are walking towards them.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Dr. Becker.
Paul Delafield. My, it has been a long time since I last battled with you.
Miranda, how the hell are you?
Doing just fine, because I'm confident that I'll be winning my case today.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see. So, shall we all go in that conference room and hash some things out?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
At the Augustus Police Department, Stephanie and Beau are walking down a hallway.
Are we almost a Donovan cell detective?
Yes.
Thank you for letting me do this.
I feel as though after everything that has gone down these past few months that you're owed this private time with Donovan. And before we arrive at his cell, I must say that I'm sorry.
Why?
I was only focused on getting to the bottom of Donovan's case for most of the year. In the middle of the case, however, I never looked at why someone would shoot Donovan. I ignored such a thing in favor of solving the mystery. And I want you to know that though your mother has a long legal road ahead of her, even though she is out on bail, that I will be by her side. She protected you, Miss Markham. And after breaking up the hostage situation at your home, I now understand why her love went that deep.
Love makes people do crazy things, but it's a beautiful thing.
That it is. Well, if you walk straight through this door, then you'll find Donovan's cell on the right. Are you ready for this, though?
Yeah, I am. Thank you, Detective.
Beau steps aside as Stephanie begins walking down a row of holding cells. She then gets to Donovan's cell.
Hello, Donovan.
Hello, my beautiful Blue.
Don't call me that.
Sorry. So, what brings you by?
I'm here to say goodbye to you for good.
It's cute that you think this is where our story ends.
It is over. I'm done living in fear. I'm done living in silence. For all these years, I've let you get to me. I've let you run my life, but no more. I win, you lose.
What do you think you've won exactly? Isaac Marshall is no prize.
My relationship with Isaac is none of your concern, you creep. You may have held us hostage, but you will not take away our love for one another.
Love makes people do crazy things.
That's exactly what I said to Detective Reynolds just now concerning my mother shooting you all those months ago. Too bad she didn't pump a few more bullets into your black heart. Look, Donovan, I don't know what's next for you, but I do know what's next for me. I'm going to start getting back to living out a life that is full of love, laughter, and adventure. No longer will I let what we had hold me back. Ever since I left New York, I have dreamt of the day I got to look you in the eye and say goodbye. I have dreamt of this day, and I've dreamt of the day where you were powerless, and that day has finally come. You make me sick, and I wish nothing but pain and dread on you.
A beaming smile then falls upon Stephanie's face. She then collects her thoughts and begins to walk off. As she walks off, however, Donovan watches her.
I'll see you again soon, my beautiful Blue.
At Christopher and Olivia's penthouse in the living room, Olivia, Christopher, Gregory, and Pamela all enter the home having just gotten back from the courthouse.
Feels so good to be home.
You did a good job today, son.
You sure about that?
You bet I am. You held your own against Isabella and her lawyer.
You know what I think the craziest lie of all that was? It's when she said you made her take that divorce money all so you could live quietly with Olivia.
We didn't even know one another then. Thank God your lawyer had the sense to object during that whole thing.
Christopher's lawyer made a great timeline in order to expose Isabella for her lies.
I just hope the timeline made the jury open their eyes.
I'll tell you what that timeline did. That timeline allowed the judge to see how some of your ex-wife's stories just didn't quite add up.
I still wish I knew why Isabella was doing all of this.
She's so greedy. She's so opportunistic. And I just hope the judge sees right through her.
I'm sure he will. Anyway, Gregory, how about we leave these two alone and we can meet Rhonda at that bistro around the corner? I'm sure she's gotten us a table by now.
That sounds good to me. Son, please call us when the judge makes his decision. And we can all head back to the courthouse together, okay?
Will do.
Gregory smiles politely and then he and Pamela walk over to the door as Olivia steps closer to Christopher.
Are you hungry at all? I'm sure we can join your parents and Rhonda at the bistro. Or I could make us something.
No, I'm fine.
Olivia lightly smiles at Christopher, but he walks off.
Doc. Damn it.
At the lovely Terrace Bistro, Mark and Isabella are sitting at a table. Both of them are drinking a cup of tea.
Ugh, I never realized how calming a cup of tea could be on such a big day.
Is it just the tea that's calming you?
Your presence might have something to do with it, lover.
Thanks.
I can't wait to hear back from the judge. I just hope that I win this whole thing.
You will. And then you and I can start making new plans.
Oh?
I think you know exactly what I mean, too.
Mark, do you want to get married?
Hell yeah, I do. Do you?
Abso-freaking-lutely!
As Isabella leans in for a kiss, Pamela and Gregory enter the restaurant. They spot Isabella and Mark immediately.
We should go find Rhonda. She's probably at the table outside.
I'm sure she is, but I don't want to go out there quite yet.
Pamela?
Don't hold me back, Gregory. Just have my back.
Pamela and Gregory walk over to Isabella and Mark.
You dirty, rotten slut.
Mrs.
Have you no shame? You know, I never trusted you.
I'm not dealing with you. Plus, I just got engaged.
Seriously?
What's so funny?
This young man's ignorance.
Pardon? Pamela.
No, let me say something to you, Mr. Hastings. I know that someone like you, who's in their, late 20s, has one focus. You don't think with your head, or at least the one that's visible to the public. I know this woman very well. She's a snake in the grass, and it is only a matter of time before she rolls over on you, and not in a fun way. Have a good lunch, you two. I'll be sure to see you back at the courthouse.
Back at Memorial Hospital in a conference room, Miranda, Melanie, Callum, and Paul are all seated around a conference room table.
Paul, even you have to admit that Dr. Becker's reputation cannot make it out of this. He misdiagnosed Melanie Walters, which led to 2 years of treatments that she did not need, trips to places like Germany, which she could not afford, and her life was damaged in the process.
I understand that, and Dr. Becker is remorseful for misdiagnosing his patient. That is why he's willing to go on suspension and then return with a 6-month-long supervision. During that time, the hospital has also offered to pay Ms. Walters a lot of money.
We're well aware of your insulting monetary offer. Reimbursing her is a start, but it's not enough. She needs to be paid for what she is worth, and Dr. Becker needs to resign.
He's chief of staff of this hospital. He loves his job. Additionally, we've already brought in someone else.
Make that person permanent.
Miss Williams.
Mr. Delafield.
Enough!
Dr. Becker?
This was my mistake. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. As a doctor, I took an oath. I took an oath to protect and to help. I failed you, Melanie. No amount of money and no suspension period is going to repair the damage I caused in misdiagnosing you. And I don't want to fight. I'll resign.
Dr. Becker, I don't know what to say. It's really big of you to admit your mistake in misdiagnosing me. My life was forever changed. And I feel so helpless that I can't go back. But I want you to know that I've made mistakes myself. And in my opinion, your career is far from over. You'll hit the restart button when you're ready.
Alrighty. Let's talk about money again. My client and I are not leaving this room until we get the proper amount of money.
Roughly an hour later, still at Memorial Hospital. Upon opening the door, a woman enters the chief of staff office and turns on the lights.
I can't believe I'm now the chief of staff of this hospital. Today's a damn good day.
The woman then walks over to the desk and picks up her nameplate.
I think I'm gonna like it here.
Back at Christopher and Olivia's penthouse in the living room, Christopher and Olivia are sitting next to one another on the couch.
I can't believe they delivered the verdict remotely. Why didn't they call us back to the courthouse?
They probably thought that you needed this time alone to process whatever's in that envelope, which I'm sure is a verdict in your favor.
Let's hope so.
Are you ready to open that envelope?
Yeah.
Christopher picks up an envelope from the coffee table and begins to open it.
Oh my god.
Meanwhile, at the Bay Ridge Hotel in Isabella's suite, Mark and Isabella are sitting on the couch reading through the verdict that was sent over.
I can't believe this.
Same here.
You did it.
I won!
Still at the Bay Ridge Hotel, Rhonda and Gregory walk over to the couch.
I can't believe Christopher lost.
Same here. Oh, Pamela, my heart breaks for him.
Well, I'm sure his lawyer will file an appeal. I mean...
He will, but... It's just...
God, I can't imagine what this is doing to our son.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Thank you for coming, Pamela. Thank you for coming here to be with our son, for standing by him through all of this.
I wouldn't have wanted to be anywhere else. And I promise that I'll try and be here for when the appeal comes around. In the meantime, I must head home. I've got work and I've got the...
Husband.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you for taking care of our son while he went through all of this drama.
I've long realized the error of my ways, and while I know I can't change what I put you both through, I'm happy I've gotten to make some things up to Christopher since he's come back to Augustus.
You're a good man, Gregory.
Do you really believe that?
You've got Rhonda, you've gotten past your addiction, and you've formed a bond with our son. So yeah, I really believe that you are a good man.
Thank you, Pamela.
You bet.
Back at Christopher and Olivia's penthouse in the living room, Olivia stands from the couch as Christopher walks over to the window.
I lost.
You will get justice, Christopher.
How?
You've got me. I'm not giving up on you, Doc. And you shouldn't give up on you either.
We'll just have to wait and see what the future holds.
At Danielle's loft in the living room... As Danielle enters and tosses her purse onto the couch, she suddenly becomes flushed.
Lord, I'm not feeling good.
Danielle then rushes into the bathroom and heads for the toilet.
Oh no.
Danielle then takes a deep breath as she wonders what could be wrong with her. This has been Forever and a Day, created by KCS Hutchison. Co-executive producers KCS Hutchison, Candace Mack, and Demi Morgan. Narrated by KCS Hutchison. Written by KCS Hutchison, Candace Mack, Emmy Morgan, and Eric Andras. Music and sound effects provided by Fesslian Studios and Soundstripe. Theme song provided by Soundstripe. This episode starred Candace Mack as Danielle Frazier, Neville J. Lee as Callum Becker, Karen Knievel as Melanie Walters, Renee Saran as Miranda Williams, Lance Guzman as Christopher Marshall, Benjamin Bryant as Gregory Marshall, Ashley Stewart as Isabella Reed, Kalia Davis as Leslie Marshall, Desmond Hawkins as Mark Hastings, Emmy Morgan as Olivia Bookman, Tracy Ross as Pamela Belkirk, Amelia Marshall as Rhonda Jeffries, Van Griffin as Beau Reynolds, Michael Carr as Donovan Aldridge, Christina Sullivan as Stephanie Markham, and Veronica Dang as new Chief of Staff. Special guest star Connor Whipple as Paul Delafield. Join us again for an all-new episode of Forever in a Day on your favorite podcast streaming platform. This podcast is proudly recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. We support all actors and writers on strike.